Hello, Sunshine. And how has your week been? Hope you've been okay. But let me ask you a question today. If I had to ask you what is self-awareness, what would your answer be? Now, to be fair, each one of us will have a very different answer to this question. But if you had to ask me, I'd tell you that self-awareness for me would be essentially getting in touch with my feelings and thoughts and understanding them. Which means I'm willing to get in touch with my inner values and I'm ready to live a life in complete alignment with these. When we really look at it, self-awareness plays a key role in everything we do. It affects our relationships, how we treat others, how we allow others to treat us, how we communicate, how calmly we're able to handle every situation in our life, what we expect out of people, what we in turn are ready to give people, how we respond to situations, and so much more. But how do we create this sense of self-awareness? The first step, if you really ask me, would be to create a sense of space for yourself. You know, we all are running around so much. We literally live our lives in our heads because we're so immersed with what's happening around us all the time that it's hard for us to sometimes step away and see what's really going on. Life is very busy. And so the first step to being more self-aware is to create that space within ourselves. Check regularly with how we are feeling. Keep reminding ourselves on what we are focused on and what we need to focus on. Make the time to calm down and give ourselves what we call me time. Now, whether it's meditation that you choose or a form of exercise that helps you feel more grounded or a hobby, for some it's hiking. But it's important to take that time because it'll help you reflect more. It's important to listen to our inner voice, which means we need to learn to be more mindful. Tune into what we're feeling, why we're feeling it, and have the courage to acknowledge our feelings. And that actually will help us understand ourselves better. We need to try working on being a good listener. And now, why would that help you? Let me tell you. Most of us are tuned to listen with the intent to reply. There are very few who actually listen with the intent to understand. When you stop to listen to someone, your goal is not just to hear their words. It's making sure you let them know they're there. You're paying attention to their emotions. You're paying attention to what they're really saying. You're paying attention to their attitude. Everything that's going on inside of them when they're really talking. And when you learn to become aware of how they feel, you also at the same time are aware of how you're making them feel. Get outside of your comfort zone. I remember one of my teachers had told me that. When you learn to do something that you're uncomfortable with, you learn to face your fear. And that's how you'll understand yourself better. And that's true, you know. We learn to observe our patterns. We learn to question some of the conditioning that we've grown up with. And that's when we learn that we have certain truths too. It helps us grow, evolve, and all of this makes us more aware. Investing on personal development. Watching content that'll help you maybe become more calmer will help you understand certain truths about life, for example. Listening to podcasts that are positive. Read books that'll help you expand the way you think. And the more you focus on personal development, the more you learn about yourself. And let me tell you one thing. Self-awareness gives us the confidence to know that we can make new choices and change the outcomes. As Aristotle says, knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. So here's to a week ahead of us. Why just a week? Here's to us promising ourselves beginning this week that we will take steps to working towards being more self-aware. Take time to invest in ourselves. Make that space for ourselves. Take good care of yourselves. And we'll speak to you again next week. So much love to all of you. Bye for now.